Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us, as we transform from the inside out our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So does our world, our health, our wealth, our happiness, the immediate relationships all around us, in our family, in our friends, and in our work experiences, and it spreads out across our communities, across the country, and ultimately across all nations of our dear Mother Earth. We are the key to transforming all things. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 53. The future is now. The future is now. Sounds so simple, and yet it seems like, are we saying two opposite things? Let's break it down. The future, what is about to be, that is to come into being. Time that is coming. The future, it could be tomorrow, it could be a year from now, it could be a week from now, it could be 10 years from now. The future, we are told, is right now. What is about to be, what is going to happen, you determine, by your now moment, where are you placing your energy, your emotions, your feelings, your thoughts, your actions, your words, your spirit, right now, during this present time? Are you even present? You see, if you're thinking about the future or hung up on the past, you are not present. And so you are recreating your fears, your anticipation, your regrets. The only time that matters is right now. If you're living in the past, then that past is what you are focusing on. And what you focus on is what expands. I was speaking with an aunt who is this week turning 85. And she repeatedly, and perhaps it's a sign of her age, is in the past, remembering the past, remembering how much she enjoyed my mother and what great time she had, and then she goes into this loss, how much she misses her. And I hear these stories, or some other thing. And so she is living in the past, recreating first happiness and then loss. And so her life takes on the emotion of happiness and loss, happiness and loss, happiness and loss. Now, I'm not here to judge it. Simply, this is what she is recreating with every thought when she goes into the past. And that's what we do. We recreate the emotions and our experiences. Maybe not the exact experiences, but experiences in our present moment that reflect our emotions based on the past. And when we move ahead to the future, and we're not in the present, and we're thinking to the future, it is so critical to be conscious. Where are your feelings? Are you looking to the future with fear, anticipation, concern, worry? In today's world, with all that's happened economically, so many people, when they look to the future, are making decisions now based on a future filled with fear. And so their future is likely to be filled with fear. Their decisions now, based on a future they are anticipating, to be built with fear, loss, and loss of control. Fear they will be taken over. Fear they will be controlled by others. Fear they will have no opportunity to protect themselves. This is the future they're building in this now moment, in this present time. And yet we are told the future is now. Your best ideas for the future come forth when you stay present in this now moment. The word present, in addition to meaning existing or happening now, is the word gift. The present is a gift. Are you open to receive the gift? Are you open in your mind and heart to receive this gift? Your higher self, your spirit self, your God, all-knowing self, has a gift for you. Each person's different. And yet, if you're caught up thinking, emotionally, re-experiencing, or anticipating the past or the future, you are missing the gift right here and now. Right here and now. The gift that's being spoken to you, the gift that's coming forth to you. You see, our energy is like a boomerang. You know, that you throw it out and it comes right back to you. Usually faster and stronger. And so if your emotions are present, focus on here and now, free of judgment, criticism, totally present in this now moment, this is the energy that comes to you. And if you fill your now moment with love, joy, laughter, happiness, seeing what's bright, beautiful, and abundant, then that's the energy you will expand into your future. If you fill your now moment with doom and gloom, regret, judgment, hardship, grief, and all their cousins. This is exactly what your future will reflect. You will grow into that future. You may shift your future wherever you are today with your feelings, where you place your feelings now. How you choose to see the world around you now. How you respond to whatever seems to be happening to you now, in this now moment. If some seeming, in quote, bad things happen, do you get caught up in how bad it is, how terrible it is, how tough it is, how wrong it is? Or do you say, gee, I wonder what's so good about this? What can I learn from this? What's really going on? Because you know all things are good. You shape your future right now with how you choose to feel in this now moment. How you choose to literally see in this now moment. Whatever it is, you shape its reality. Whatever it appears to be, you shape your experience from it. I know it sounds easier than it is to act upon it. And yes, we seem to go through many lifetimes in this lifetime to just master this ability. To know that you are shaping your future right now. And no matter where you are, no matter how deep and dark it may appear, or no matter how high and lovely it's been, you shape exactly what is to be with your beingness now. Your beingness, your feeling, your way of seeing from your inner eye. You know, two people can be experiencing the exact same thing. I remember years ago when I taught photography, I had access to several cameras. And my husband and I went on a vacation, and we saw this tree that we both fell in love with, this vista with this tree right there. And we both took pictures at the exact same moment of that tree. And we both saw the picture of the tree, the image of that vista, differently. And it was visible when we, in those days, printed our pictures. And we saw the pictures. And we had totally different perspectives on the same exact vista. In the center of the vista was this tree, and yet we shot the picture very differently. And it seemed so simple, and yet we saw it differently. I wasn't here to say one was a better image than the other, although I had my personal view about it, of course, and so there is my personal bias. But it was recognizing a simple scene that seemed like it would be shot the same exact way with this tree being the focal point. And yet, we saw it so differently. You see, it's never simple. We all have our point of view. One cannot say yours is right or wrong, good or bad. But it does shape the outpicturing of what happens in your life. How you view this current moment has everything to do with how it will be revealed to you. What will be the outcome of how you view this current moment? What will be the outpicturing, in our case now, how your future will shape up, has everything to do with how you view this current moment. Usually when we're in the now, if we're in the now, we don't even think about it. We think we're in the now, we're right here and now. But where are your thoughts and feelings? When you find yourself at all judging or criticizing, you're probably not here. To be in the present is to be free of all judgment and criticism. To truly be in this now is to be filled with the joy of now. To be one with your spirit now. To simply be the observer. And yet, being humans, we do go into feelings. And so be conscious. Where are your feelings? Be deliberate to recognize your feelings about today are shaping your tomorrow. If you see today as a gift and approach it as a gift and know that everything is well, and even call on your angels to assist you so you don't get caught up in the how and the why and the concern, and know that the divine team, your divine team, is paving your path ahead so you can stay present now, then you will have a more prosperous now. If you get caught up in the how come and why not and when will it be, how tough it is, how hard it is, what pain I endure, then you are almost writing that future for yourself right now. We're not always conscious of this, and yet today, we are asked to raise our awareness of our beingness. It's not about them. It's about us. It's not about how someone else is shaping your future. Although it may appear that way, you can get caught up in that. This is about being conscious, aware of your beingness. And how you are shaping your future right now with every feeling, every thought, every word, and every action. You have a choice at every moment to allow someone else to control your future, for you to stay united with your higher self. And you shape your future. You are the key to your future. You are the key right now. It doesn't matter what yesterday was like. It doesn't matter what others have told you tomorrow will be or could be. All that matters is where you put your feelings, your thoughts, your words, and your actions right now. You are building your future, your present, your gift right now, feeling by feeling, thought by thought, word by word, action by action. I choose love. It's your choice. Joy, fun, happiness, grace, peace, harmony, grief, hardship, pain, loss. It's your choice. I choose love. Find your truth, the present that you desire now. Claim it now. Think, feel, speak, and act from that place now. You are the master of your destiny now. The future is now. We will keep this message in mind. As we go into meditation now, I invite you to breathe into your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowing it down. Coming inside. Coming within. Coming within to this wellspring of divine love. This infinite universe within you now. Your own inner cosmos. Feel the vastness within. There seems to be no beginning and no end. A huge cosmos to be filled with your energy. You fill it right now. From this place of peace and tranquility, you may choose peace and tranquility. Feel the energy all around you. See the light within. Feel the joy within, this peace of your own heaven on earth now. This heaven on earth that is always here for you. Notice the color of your inner heaven. This color that may change just like the skies outside throughout the day and night, reflecting your feelings, your energy field. Simply be one with the energy of divine love. Love that you are. Love that is. Allow your inner heaven to bathe you in the vibration of divine love, filled with infinite peace, joy, and happiness. Feel that now. As you bathe in the energy of divine love within. Noticing the light inside, shining like a most brilliant star, perhaps in the distance, perhaps close up. Focus your attention on this shining star inside. See and feel it stretching out towards you, shining divine light, love, and wisdom on you and through you now. Feel the glow of this light. Feel your energy inside growing higher, higher, as a light, a divine love, shines on you. This light passes through all your feelings and emotions. This light, your soul, Mother, Father, God, higher self, is here communicating with you. Here to guide you on your highest path, the path of true peace, harmony, and prosperity. The path that reveals your next right step in this now moment. Allow yourself to be one with this light of all-knowing, this light of highest and best, this light of universal intelligence within you now. Feel oneness with divine love. And whatever you are facing, contemplating, concerned about, no matter how little or big it may appear, now is the time to surrender it to your inner light, God's love light within you now, calling on your higher self, your divine team of angels, to handle it now, expecting it is done. Simply thank your higher self and your angels for their assistance now, knowing it is done. Feel the peace, knowing it is true, it is done, all is well. Feel that completeness. Feel that sense all is right with the world, your world. Feeling whole, complete, unified, knowing God and your angels are leading you the perfect path now, leading to you the perfect experiences now to fulfill whatever it is that is your most urgent need. It is done under grace. Now. Feel peace, harmony, prosperity, knowing God and your angels, your higher self, have you covered, handling it now. Are with you, raising you up, shining the light on your way. Look around. By now, the energy and the light inside has probably changed. You have shifted inside. Just like the sky going through the day and the night. You're in a different place, a different energy zone. All is well. Feel the peace, the harmony, the prosperity. Right now, in this perfect moment, being one with the energy of your higher self, one with divine love, one with Mother, Father, God. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back and live your everyday life from this place, this present, this now moment. And so, as we began, we breathe. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Aware of the vastness of our inner heavens. And we are one with our inner heaven and God's divine light that is leading us now. Breathing into your heart. Breathing into your head. Breathing into your hands as you gently squeeze them now. Awakening your body temple. Breathing into your feet as you squeeze them and your toes ever so gently. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We are the energy of love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. The future is right now, where you place your energy. Stay present in this now moment. Be filled with joy of now. I choose love. Thank you, divine team of Father, Mother, God. Om, om, om.
Yes, you are one with Mother, Father, God. God bless. Namaste.